This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we feature music from Northam, Minnesota, that is comprised of a group of friends creating music together. Led by Wyatt Overman, the group plays a blend of acoustic post-hip-hop and neo-dubstep together for a unique sound that is moving, rich, and sometimes sweet. Recently, Kaylee Paul from KQAL met with two members of the group during a performance at Ed's No Name Bar in downtown Winona. She set out to learn more about their unique musical cocktail and brings you part of their performance from that night. Let's head there now. You're listening to The Live Feed.
I'm Wyatt Overman.
And I'm Haley Fleming.
Basically, how did you guys meet and how long have you been playing music together?
We met at a show in Minneapolis, when was that, the summer of 2013? The fall of like 2013, like late summer. She was playing in another band, and we had a string player at the time, but he moved to Thailand. And so she kind of took over in February of last year, so about a year ago.
How did it feel to put your first song out there, and what was that process like?
For me, it was really difficult because I was in a lot of other groups for a long time, like full bands, and I kind of wanted to give up music completely, and I recorded like a small EP in my closet, and to release it, I kind of needed motivation from friends and family, but to put it out there was like terrifying. But since doing that, it's been well worth it, I'd say, like a lot of fun. But I'm looking forward to releasing the next record because Haley will be on it, and it'll have sort of the group that we're building right now featured.
Do you self-manage or do you have a manager? And if so, what is that like? Or and how's the like relationship?
We self-manage, totally.
Very self-sustaining.
I think like we all have a little bit of a control freak in us in the band, and it'd be kind of hard to have someone take over. And also I don't think we're busy enough to have that yet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just kind of like us booking shows here and there.
It's a lot easier when you're able to do networking. So I feel like a lot of smaller bands, especially in like Minneapolis, St. Paul area, there's so many local bands that we have up there that when you have all of your other friends that are in bands and multiple musicians and you get to do a lot of really good networking, like Wyatt was saying, he was in a lot of other projects and I've been in a lot of bands in the time that I've lived up in the cities that you get to know all these different musicians and you don't really need a manager when you have each other to, you know, put on each other's bills and kind of like book a night. And so it works really well on a smaller scale.
What's your creative process when it comes to writing songs, and do you guys write your own songs?
It's like we were just talking about on the
We were just talking about this. The creative process for me varies from coming up with something in my head, like a melody that I'll just start humming, whether it be for lyrics or for like an instrument. It's usually not for a guitar though, it's usually for a different instrument. Which is nice because it comes into play when I hang out with them and we practice. But for writing, we kind of, so far, have just been like coming up with an idea or using someone's idea and just running with it and having everyone sort of pitch in. Do you want to add?
Well, yeah, like with writing songs with different bands, like Wyatt will start with his music and his songs. Like he has lyrics and a general idea of a song. And then when we all get together, we will either just start like jumping right in and playing our own parts and kind of writing them as we go, or like we'll pause and think about it. Somebody will recommend playing something like, oh, you should play this, and like, what if I did this? And it just kind of goes from there.
Do you guys ever collaborate with other musicians?
We're kind of in the process of...
You go first.
We're kind of in the process of doing that right now. We were talking on the way down here, actually a lot about almost these same questions, about growing the band larger and inviting more people to play with us. So we're those who are interested, like old friends or friends in other bands who want to join the group and kind of making it more of like a collective. And, yeah.
No, I absolutely agree. she with golden locks, she with emerald eyes, said her house was sinking and that they nearly lost the fight. So I did my best, but just to play the part, collecting as much as my hands allowed, and we swam back to the start. Thank you. That song was called Loom. It's kind of an oldie. The The song is called Salt. Listen to yourself. Who the hell have you become? To say I was caught in the vines of your mother's house when I would carry you home. So go on and tell the others, the others you found, that we are the salt, we are the salt in the undertow, built apart and never quite home. Down near the river, for our names were shining on the walls, where I first lost the strength of my lungs. Oh, and I believe if you sing and dance once and for all, oh, so go. Tell the others you found, that we are the salt, we are the salt in the undertow, built apart and never now, search for earth in the cracks of your clothes. We are the salt, we are the salt in the undertow, built apart and never quite home. Tell the others you found, that we are the salt, we are the salt in the undertow,
built apart and never quite home.
You've been listening to the sounds of Wyatt Overman and Haley Fleming from Northam, Minnesota on The Live Feed. We now turn it back to Kaylee Paul as she visits with the two musicians.
And then I guess, how did you guys get started in music?
I started playing violin when I was 7. And from there, I learned different styles of playing the violin, like Irish fiddle and jazz. And I mean, I was trained classically, and then I was always really interested in playing as many instruments as possible. And I originally kind of got sought out by musicians to start playing in their bands. And from that, I got into the local music scene. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I started out playing music when I was younger. Not guitar, though. I didn't start guitar until I was 13, I think. But I was like playing keyboard and just a bunch of different random instruments. But I didn't really take it seriously until I was like 13 or 14, somewhere in there.
And then what's next for you guys?
Taking over the world.
For sure, focusing more on playing shows, booking more shows, practicing a lot more. But we're actually going to start working on the next record, like the next full length with a full band, which will be nice. Last time it was sort of a full band and sort of like just session musicians would come in. But this time it's actually like our group. And then we'll just bring in extra people for different ideas. But I would say, yeah, in the next few months, concentrating on recording and hopefully have a release by summer, like late summer. That would be my goal, but we'll see.
How far have you guys traveled, or like where have you all been for shows?
The first show I played with Wyatt, back to your question of when we started playing together, was a year ago, like last February. And he had asked me to join the band like a couple months prior, never got together. He got a hold of me. He's like, so I was offered this show in New York. Like, so this random couple found his music online and offered to fly us out there, pay for our hotel, and everything. So that was the first show we played together. So that was kind of kicked it off that way. Mm-hmm. So that was really exciting. I'd say that's the farthest we've traveled. Tonight it was only 2 hours instead of, you know, New York.
How long have you guys been performing together and I guess and in general?
We've been playing together since last February, but we've probably, like as a full band, we've only had 2 shows. And together as like a duo, we've probably had like 6 maybe. Like we haven't honestly played out that often as a full group, but yeah, hopefully very soon.
Our fires as tall as trees, and I was in love with the back of your knees. Water in our mouths and wine on our feet. And oh, I beg and plead. please don't go. Please don't go to reap and sow, to build a home. And in the morning, when I rise, I'll wake you to start the fire. We live for the water, we live for the trees. And I saw you coming back to me. And if we knew then what we had built, could we have kept the will? So please don't go, please don't go to reap and sow, to build a home. In the morning, when I rise, I'll wake you to start the fire. Oh, 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 oh. Our fires, the tallest trees. And I was in love with the back of your knees.
Thank you guys very much. I think this will be our last one. Pretty sure. It's a new one we've kind of just been noodling around with, but it's kind of fun. Wait, I don't really pay that much attention to the internet. I try not to. Has everyone seen the dress thing? Can we just talk about the dress thing for a minute? It's blue and black. It's blue and black. They ran it through an algorithm on Adobe and it came up as blue and black. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't understand the fascination with it, really.
She doesn't get it and she hates me.
It's a dress. Why is everybody talking about it?
Because it's a perception.
So you're colorblind. Get over it. Like if we see green, is it like we have a problem with our childhood or something?
On your face, a new trail slowly fades, and you were discovering grace. You were discovering grace with me. I could just die in this place. Yeah, I could just die in this place. Would you come back and haunt?
Would you come back in hard? Would you come back in hard? Only your love, 'cause everyone else wasn't good enough. I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you to tell me that I have been a fool when I've known all along. I've known all along. And baby, baby, fight for me my whole life. Baby, please just close distance on your own. On your face, yeah, you had a look on your face. A new trail slowly fades, but we were discovering grace. Yeah, we were discovering grace. Would you come back in awe? Come back in heart. Would you come back in heart? All that you love, 'cause everyone else wasn't good enough. No, I don't need you. No, I don't need you. No, I don't need you to tell me that I have been a fool when I've gone all alone. No, no.
Thank you guys very much. I'm Wyatt and this is Haley. Up next we have American Scarecrows and then Battery Boy after that. Yeah, thanks for having us. See you guys later.
Thanks. Thanks again to Wyatt Overman and Haley Fleming for visiting with us on the live feed. More information on Wyatt Overman can be found at wyattoverman.bandcamp.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tensett, and you've been listening to The Live Feed with Kaylee Paul.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.